presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
And good afternoon. It is the Darsha Show today. Darsha and Kenny Show. Kenny is back east with his son, being a proud dad. And hopefully safe travels and travel mercies there, Kenny. We are thinking about you because I do have some interesting information coming from the school boards and specifically Paso Robles and Templeton. Oh, and Atascadero. So we're covering our coverage area. Don't have anything for San Miguel. So San Miguel people, please give me a call and call in to 805-238-5775. You can also text if you have things going on in the San Miguel School District that you wonder what is going on. So today is Conspiracy Theory Friday. And to quote the Senator Kennedy from the great state of Louisiana, we're going to have some new conspiracy theories because all of the past conspiracy theories are coming true. So, what's your favorite conspiracy theory that has come true? We're going to be talking about some of whatever you call in about, so please call in. It is me solo, so I can be taken off track very easily, but I do have a few things that I want to come across today. One of those has to do with learned helplessness, how to get out of that. You can call it demoralization. You can call it what you want to call it. You don't even have to know it. You just have to feel it. And I am here today to reverse that sense of learned helplessness, to reverse that sense that somehow we don't have any impact at all. We keep trying and trying, and it's not making a difference. And I am here to say that we are making a difference. We are winning. Conservatives, patriots, this is our 250th year in this beautiful America that was founded on values and principles of liberty and justice for all. And I have a few items of justice that have come about in the last week and even in the last day or two. So we can be talking about some of the Supreme Court rulings. We can be talking about the certification of the election and some of the things that New California State and a group that I have been working with specifically regarding elections, but further the actual tyranny that has overcome the state of California and looking at splitting the state in order to be able to have representation. And Kenny's not here to shut off my mic when I talk about Article 4, Section 4 of our beautiful United States Constitution that indicates that the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union three things: a Republican form of government, meaning representation, freedom from invasion, and protection against domestic violence. So let's get back to that. When we're talking about conservatives, what do we want to conserve? We want to conserve a way of life, and we want to conserve our United States Constitution, that every single state, as it was being ratified and accepted into the United States, had to have in their constitution a Republican form of government. What went wrong in California? What do we have now? We have a one-party state. How did it get there? So we can talk a little bit about that. I'll go back to the 1849 Constitution that was the California Constitution that was ratified and enacted in Congress so that California could become a state in 1850. A lot of that had to do with the gold rush and gold and silver. Some of you may know that the Hearst estate, all of the wealth came from the silver that came from Nevada and the mountains of California over to San Francisco. So silver and gold play a historic role in our state, in our nation, actually, and in the world. And that is coming up more and more today. Where's the gold? Where's the Fort Knox audit? Who's controlling the markets worldwide? So I'll say it's conspiracy theory, but I'll also say that the British crown is 250 years later still trying to enact on our beautiful state and our beautiful nation some of their philosophy and tyranny at the same time. So I will be reading portions of the Declaration of Independence because we have only a couple Fridays before July 4th, the 250th birthday. And I also wanted to get some Constitution in next time. I think Kenny will at least go along with it, given that it is right before July 4th. So we also have some, we talked about the Supreme Court. I'll go into that especially, and there's a few more that need to be discussed and determined, and results come out from those decisions. But there's a birthright citizenship that still is coming out, I believe. And we can discuss the one that came out yesterday. And so there's some fun things there. I also appreciate local people really doing their homework, their research, looking, you know, and going to the water board meetings, which I went to on Wednesday, going to the city council meetings, going to the water district meetings, going to the different NGOs and the different groups that then have their meetings. And information comes out in those meetings that concerned citizens go, wait a minute, that's not what I thought I heard. And we can start asking questions as a community. Where is our money going? What is it going for? And is that what the constituents want our, quote, representatives to be bringing forward? And that goes for the school board meetings, that goes for any of the CSD, the community services districts. And these are open public meetings. You do not need to be a constituent in that district to attend. Many of them can be attended by Zoom. So I encourage everyone. We'll talk a little bit in this segment about learned helplessness, what it is, and how to get out from that. But it does seem like the last several years, especially under the, quote, Biden administration, that insanity prevailed. And that no matter what, you'd bring something forward and you were attacked, you were, you know, as an individual, they would try to isolate you as an individual and make you feel somehow like you didn't know what you were talking about and everyone else felt a different way. And how dare you bring this information forward and go against, you know, what the common theory was. So I call those people patriots. I think I stood up when I was being attacked, and I haven't backed down, and I continue to believe and know the things that I have seen, I cannot unsee. So until that truth comes out, and until there are more people that recognize it as truth, I will continue to bring forward some of the issues that I saw and potentially how we can address that and how we as a community can come together and actually solve the problems that if they are problems and we're told that that needs to be our priority, that we can solve those problems. So please today have fun, call in, let me know what conspiracies you've been following that have come true. And I'll go ahead and just name off a few of them right now. But we had just recently We've heard that even locally that some of the people that have been accused of things allegedly have been now embezzlements, and the Gala Pride embezzlement has come forward. He has said that he did actually do some of that, so that there is a felony charge. And I'm not personally in favor of lawfare. I don't like it. I think it is horrible when it is only to try to bring somebody down, and if it's politically motivated. I do not believe in this case that it was politically motivated. So I appreciate that there was investigation by our DA's office to bring out that embezzlement. But just in, Antifa members convicted of terrorism charges sentenced to 50 to 100 years in prison for an attack on the Texas ICE detention center. So that was a while back, but they have been sentenced to at least 50 years in prison. And there are several. But where there is violence, and where there is actual violence and even threatened violence, we need to be able to look at that and stand up and say no, and this is not going to be allowed anymore in this country, in our community. So when we have the head of the Democratic, I'll call it the Democratic Socialist Party here in San Luis Obispo, indicating that he wants to eradicate the MAGA, so in theory associating MAGA with Republican, and I just say MAGA, make America great again. Who doesn't want to make America great? I mean, why wouldn't someone who lives in this country, who receives the benefit of liberty, and who is part of these communities, why wouldn't they want to have where they live great? And if you think about the mentality of that, think communism. We'll call it what it is. And who are the people that I know in my life that are the most, who will speak out the most against communism, Marxism, where it's about the state? The state becomes in control of everything, not the individual and not God, and that the state makes all of the decisions. And it is really an oligarchy, because a few people do really, really well when they're in control. So when we have that situation where it is communism, who are the people that are willing to speak out the most? Those that have lived in countries and come here legally and come here and become naturalized citizens, that speak out and say, this is where we're going. I saw it in my country, and I had to escape my country to come here, because and now I see it happening here in this country. And specifically, I'll remind people of the most recent Tea Party meeting, where Dora from Orange Dot Quilts was speaking about her childhood in Romania. And I know people from Venezuela, I know people from Iran, I know people from China, and I know people even from less communist, but where there was violence and starvation and there was inequity for the few. I mean, in communism, what is the main thing? You have the only equality you have is in poverty. And so I go back to when I traveled as a college student abroad, and one of the places that we visited was the USSR, was the Soviet Union, and you had the Communist Party officials telling us as students that they were in the process of creating the new man. And the new man was somebody who would do everything for the party, not necessarily for themselves. And human nature tends to prevail. And where you have people that they're creating this inequity, whether it's financial inequity, whether it's water inequity, whether it's educational, you create the inequity and then have people fight against each other. And I say we can overcome that. We are beginning to overcome that. We're more than midway through that. We are winning. We are winning, but we need to come together, recognize it for what it is, and remove ourselves from that learned helplessness. I'll call it learned helplessness. After the break, we'll go into it a little bit more. But essentially, what I'm referring to, and I'm not a psychologist, I'm a CPA, but I deal with a lot of people, even in my profession and in being in athletics and sports and the different organizations that I'm in. So learned helplessness goes back to that, I think it was a 1967 experiment that had to do with dogs that were put on a platform that had a shock on one side. And there were three groups. One was a control group. There was no shock. The other two had had a way to be able to shock the dog, but the dog could escape and then learn that escape. And then the one group was where the dog would be shocked and then could not get out. And they would continue the experiment. And at some point in time, even though a way to escape was available to the dog, that one group would not do anything. They would just lay there, even though all they had to do was go around the border and be able to get away from the shock. So this is I think it was Seligman. So this is the key experiment that they're referring to, where the dog would just continue to take the shock treatment because they thought somehow that their behavior didn't have any impact on whether or not they were going to be shocked. So learned helplessness, the psychological condition where an individual feels unable to control or change a negative situation after experiencing repeated exposure to uncontrollable stressors. The state often results in passive activity. That's a CPA term, taxation term. This state often results in passivity and decreased motivation. Sorry about that. So the key characteristics, we have the perception of being powerless. Individuals believe they cannot influence the outcome of their circumstances. There's decreased motivation, a lack of effort to change or escape from the negative situations, even when opportunities arise. And the emotional impact is often associated with feelings of hopelessness and can lead to mental health issues such as depression and anxiety. So how do we get from the point where I've had people say, you know, I just don't even bother voting anymore because I don't think it has any impact, to, oh no, if we vote and every single conservative Republican turns in a ballot, we win. Do you get that? So I'm about I'm still very, very optimistic. I'm optimistic for our country, and I'm optimistic that there's a group of patriots out there that can be like-minded enough to recognize what is happening, to overcome it, and to come together with leadership and provide solutions as a community. There will be some that, you know, their funding is being cut off. They are getting finally, whether it's 5 years or 6 years or 10 years or 13 years, but it's finally turning and sanity is starting to prevail again. And we have legislation at least and Supreme Court on our side. So I believe it is changing. Please join me in that effort. We have new California State. I'll read to you some of what has been going on even this week. There was something that was pretty momentous that happened on Monday in every single county in the state. And there was something that occurred up at the Capitol steps yesterday in Sacramento. So we'll go over that after the break. I did also want to let people know that the election for the primary election for San Luis Obispo was certified yesterday. And we can even go into part of what happened on Monday and that certification. But if you have your conspiracy theory, I'd love to hear about it. I have some waterboard things that we want to go over, perhaps in the 1 o'clock hour, 1 to 1:30. But again, call and text, and we'll talk about what's happening. Thanks so much. It's Darcia Stebbins, and we'll be back after the break.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and 2 sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect, and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Live in concert at the California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year.
Funny how melody sounds.
Don't miss Eric Church.
Pulled off drinking.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Mid-State Fair.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Welcome back to Open Mic Friday. We have Darcia Stebbins flying solo today. Kenny Ennie is off with his son, being a proud father. And speaking of fathers and the founding of our country, we have the Declaration of Independence. I do want to read from this Declaration of Independence, calling all patriots out there. You know, these documents are so profound, and I urge everyone. I've been handing out the pocket constitutions that are the 250-year anniversary, has the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution with amendments, and just powerful documents. We also have the Federalist Papers that we can go back to, where it's discussion about why they wanted to include certain things in the Constitution and why it was not included, the Anti-Federalist Papers. And then you have these great American patriots like Samuel Adams, who did produce a pretty nice beer, and Thomas Paine, to name a few. So I do have ancestors that fought in the American Revolution. We're at the Battle of Breed's Hill, or Bunker Hill as it's called, who were part of meetings with General Washington. And so there's part of that. And when I hear people, you know, hold up their signs in protest, et cetera, having flags from different countries, and then saying, you know, we are all immigrants. And at some point, no, we're not. We have a history, we have values, we have certain things in this country that we have our founding documents, Declaration of Independence and Constitution, and that Constitution is the law of the land. So if you are wanting different laws, please go back to the country that you seem to support and have us, allow us to be living in our country with our laws. So I'm pretty strong about that. And I do get offended when I see that somehow we're all immigrants, so that, you know, we have to allow anyone that comes into this country and have them be able to vote in our elections and have them be able to have constitutional rights and have them be able to get paid money from our taxpayer dollars. No, it stops. And it's going to stop. So I believe that we can make a difference. I will be reading the Declaration of Independence, the action of the Second Continental Congress, July 4th, 1776. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth their separate and equal station, to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. On that note, we will sign off and hear some information from our sponsors. Please support our sponsors, amazing companies that sponsor this station, amazing community. Thank you for listening. We'll be back after the break.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.